Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I continue our series of discussion titled Dare to Start. Today, I'd like to share with you the power of first step. Why I want to talk about this is that a lot of times people don't go to do what they should do. We don't take a step to start off that NGO, that business, develop that product, or start off our career, which we should do because of many reasons. Having started a number of things, I found out that once you take the first step, there's a power that you release to be able to continue in that direction until you're able to build something very gigantic and by doing. Now, the first thing I want you to understand is something they taught us in basic physics. They call it inertia. If I still remember my physics very well, inertia is the resistance of a body to start moving, and the resistance of that same body when it's now in motion to stop moving when it has started moving. There are two types of inertia that exist essentially, inertia of a body at rest and inertia of a body in motion. Now, there is a way this thing applies to life generally. There is always a resistance to start anything until you take the first step. And there's a resistance to stop that thing once you have started. This is part of why it is said that promiscuous men hardly ever stop their promiscuity because they got married. This is why somebody tells you that, oh, ever since I've had sex at the age of 16, it has been very difficult for me to stop it. However, before the first time he did it, he was afraid. Before the first time he did it, he was scared. He was wondering what was going to happen. And he was wondering whether his father would catch him. You understand what I'm saying? But after the first one, he feels that, okay, at least I can maneuver this and do this and the other thing. That same thing also applies to life when you are trying to start something good that is not something as bad as promiscuity or having sex with someone who is not your spouse, which is called fornication. What I'm trying to say in essence is this. When you're able to take the first step towards starting that thing you're supposed to start, it does a whole lot for you. One is that you've overcome a key resistance. That resistance that keeps you from taking the first step. And once you have been able to overcome that thing, there is a force you release in your direction. Why you need to do your best to overcome this force of inertia is this. Many times we wait for the time when everything will be perfect before we take the first step. You are trying to check when you are sure you have 1 million naira in your account before you launch your product. You are trying to be sure, okay, I've finished school, I've gotten this, gotten that, and that, before you take the first and very important step you are supposed to take to be able to start off that seed. To start off the birthing of that seed that is in you, which only you have and only you have to give to the world. And the point I'm making is that there is hardly a time when condition will be perfect. There's something the wise King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. He said that he who waits for condition to be perfect will never sow. And if you're waiting for the weather to be all right, you will not also harvest. The point being made there is very simple. There's hardly a time you get to in life where everything is perfect for you to start. There's only a time you get in life where everything is just the way they should for you to start. And that is why you should do your best to ensure you overcome that force of inertia. Again, I'm telling you, once you can take the first step, it's almost difficult for you to stop. I'll give you an illustration with my own story. I'll try and limit it to only one thing, one of the things I started. Now, when I started blog was in 2012, September. Of course, I've created blog before and I'll just close it because then I think I was just playing. Now, but in 2012, I just said, okay, I'm going to start a blog and I'm going to write as often as I can. Then I was still a student. Now, at some point, there are times I didn't even post anything on my blog for 1 month. There are times like, I think, I'm not sure it's up to 2 months, but 1 month, sometimes nothing. But after a while, I will go back to you. Maybe I was too busy or something like that. Now, there's something I want to tell you from that experience. One reason why I could not stop blogging is because I've started blogging. I understand that someone will say like, who cares if you stop blogging? I know that people that come to read what I write. As of today, my traffic rate is around 60,000 in a month and around 2,200 in a day. Now, what I see that people have known who is Brojid and they care about what he said and want to come and read him, I know I just cannot fold their hand. And even when I don't feel like writing, I have to write. Even when I'm not making money, I have to write. Even when there's no encouragement, I have to write. The reason is because I have started. Around September last year, September 1 last year, I started podcasting, that's Bridges Step Up, which is what you're listening now. When I created the first thing, I also had this problem of inertia, trying to overcome the resistance to start. And I say, as soon as I was able to overcome the resistance, I could not stop podcasting. Even when I didn't have money, even when everything was not convenient for me to record, even when my recorder started malfunctioning, I told myself I still have to record because someone is waiting to download this thing. Initially, when I record, I share them. But when I noticed that even without sharing them, people come to the website to go to the podcast session simply to download it, I said, man, I got to be serious with this thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point being made is that at first I was scared. I was afraid, like, okay, I trust what I write. I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm a very fantastic writer. What I'm saying is that I know I can express my point clearly, and anybody that bothers to read will be able to get a point from it. But I wasn't sure about my voice for many reasons. So I was, am I sure people would not think this voice is very nonsense voice? You know what I'm saying? Now, that was my fear at some point. Another thing I thought was about sustainability and consistency, you know, that kind of thing. So, but as soon as I was able to understand, at least, even if, let me just at least put the first one, if they say it's bad, I'll stop. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I published the first podcast, but the one I was confident to share, in fact, I took my time to edit it. I think I spent more than 30 minutes editing 10 minutes podcast to make sure everything is correct. Now, when I was able to overcome that thing, let me tell you clearly, I've been podcasting, and believe me, there's no, like, it's not likely I'll stop podcasting. As a matter of fact, over time, we'll now start doing two podcasts every day. For now, it's just one podcast, Monday to Friday. The point I'm trying to tell you is that as soon as I was able to overcome the fear of what people will say if I start doing this, as soon as I was able to overcome the fear of what if they don't like it, as soon as I was able to overcome the force of what if I can't continue, as soon as I overcame those forces, podcasting became normal, it became natural, and became very easy. And let me tell you something, ever since I started, I've been improving. If you listen to my first podcast and the podcast today, the difference is clear. If it's not clear to you, my brother, my sister, it's very, very clear to me. I noticed even my editing, my presentation and everything is getting better. The point is that I've taken the first step, I overcame the force of resistance and took the first step. And that's why it has become very easy for me to continue having laid the foundation. Why I'm telling you this is very simple. For that thing you want to start, just take the first step. When you take the first step, you notice that people will come around you to help you. And let me tell you something else that happened. Publishing my first book this January 2017. When I said that, one of my biggest problems with blogging is that my stuffs are filled with typos. Some of them, I can't see them, even though I try to read them. Two people have volunteered to do editing for me. Now, for me, what it means is that when they take a step to do what you have to do, God will release forces in your direction to help you. I've gotten people who taught me things I didn't know before, give me softwares I didn't know existed before, and help me overcome all the different challenges. I mean, this podcast, when I finish producing, is about 8 MB. But somebody taught me something that can compress the 8 MB stuff that it gets to 4 MB. That way, it becomes a lot more easier for you to download without consuming all your data. The point is this, as soon as I took the first step, it appears as if God released all the forces, all the assistance, all the help I need to continue. Therefore, I want you to look away from the fear, look away before your concern, and take the first step. Once you take the first step, God will release every force that you need to come and help you. And there's a very important thing about it. It will become natural. It becomes easier. I mean, what you're going to do tomorrow will most certainly be better than what you did today. And as you improve on it, the word will come to your door, knocking for more of what you have. What's the point I've made today? Before we take the first step in life, even as little children, there's always this fear of taking the first step. So you can take the first step, then taking the second one becomes easier. The third one becomes easier, and before we know what's happening, we can now run, we can fly. And I say, please don't allow fear keep you down from taking the first step. Once you take the first step, forces will be released in your direction to help you do what you cannot do for yourself.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.